Welcome to Coochie Conversations, where we give you the real on all things women's health, spirituality, and motherhood. Empowering women to have sovereignty over themselves, we shine light on the disparities that women face daily as divine feminine beings. So steep your favorite tea, roll up your favorite smoke blend, and tune into this week's episode of Coochie Conversations. Peace Tribe, this is your girl Bianca Pittman, aka your Coochie Shiro, giving you a fresh Coochie Conversations episode. Today we have someone close to both Joanne and I, our dear friend, Joy. Joy is a social worker and owner of Life Intentionally Psychotherapy, and she also hosts her own podcast called The Joy of Social Work Podcast. Today I want to discuss, as a social worker, as someone who teaches people how to heal with grief and loss, how do you practice what you preach when you are in that state of grief and loss? I think at this time, for me, I'm grieving the loss of Kiko. Something very shocking and sudden. And I think, you know, we can also grieve people who are also just alive, but like just physically fighting ailments and things like that. So like, I think there's loss, yeah, a physical loss that we grieve, but then we can also grieve people who are actually living, mm-hmm, and fighting. So, and then I know for you, Joy, you know, you've experienced your fair share of loss in your life. And so during those time frames, were you in social work?
Yeah. So when
I want you to
I jumped into a question. I'm like,
please introduce yourself.
No, I think you did a good job. I like to keep it like real short and sweet. Like, I'm a social worker.
Don't dim your light, girl.
I know.
Oh my God. And Joy, you gotta tell them that you're the reason why we met.
Exactly. I was about to say, because I love full circle moments.
Joy
is the whole reason why me and Joanne know each other.
That is true.
To begin with.
Oh, so, okay.
Oh, shit.
You gotta talk your shit, Joy.
So pre-COVID, my friend Jana and I were having these like networking get-togethers. So we had one in Brooklyn called
Networking
Chili. Yep. And so we had chili and people were networking, because at the time we wanted to really transition out of our full-time jobs into doing the things that we loved. And, you know, sometimes you have this passion, but you're like, I still got to go to this job. And it's really cutting into the things that I want to do for me. So we wanted to create this space where folks would be able to like meet other folks, maybe connect. And who knew? the thought was like that this would happen, so that, you know, to sit here and to like witness what has occurred almost, you know, 4 years later.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
You know what's funny? Every time you have a live show, I make a joke about this. And like, people think it's a joke. It's like, no, you inspire us on a lot of levels, you know, as a woman, as a professional, as an entrepreneur, as a person, but also as a networker. Like, you're right. Like, you're really, really skilled. And I just can't wait for your platform to just get to the place where people can just, like, you can really see it in the numbers. I just want the validation to happen for you.
Thank you.
Because
thank you.
The way I see it is just so powerful. Like, you really have a passion for people, and it shows.
Mm-hmm.
It
thank
really
you.
Shows.
I keep every, like, especially, like, this time of the year, and I know there's a question for me to answer, but I feel like especially this time of the year, it's always like, okay, what did you do? And I feel like the beginning of the year, I was really fighting to get that. And then I feel like life happened, and then now we're in December, and I'm like, I got to get back to the things that, again, back to the things that I really am passionate about and really want to do, and creating those spaces and having a voice. And yeah, so thank you.
You did start your tour this year, right?
I did. And then I feel like after that, I like...
It was a multi-city.
But I think you learned a lot of experience. And I think you should definitely, you know, give yourself grace and congratulate yourself, because regardless of how draining, you tired. You were drained afterwards.
Yeah.
So, like, just, you know, rest in that. Yeah, you know, that's it's a lot.
But
It is.
also
Thank
as a
you.
Leo, I have a real close friend that's a Leo. And if I know anything about y'all the way I think I know about y'all, the next tour is gonna be so mapped out. Everybody got their job right now. Like the PowerPoint is already like lightweight. You add to it once a day, you know, you're building the beat, you put a drop in the bucket every day, you call a friend like, hey, you are the sound guy. Like for and then hang up because that's the Leo I know. Now I
That's
have a friend,
hilarious
Leo, like
because, yep.
that's how it is. Like,
Because now everything is going to go seamless because you learn how everything is going to go, so now you understand, you have a better understanding, a better layout. It's going to be even better in
Thank
2024.
you. Thank you. Thank you.
So
Yeah,
I
because you
beg the
inspire
concept.
us.
Oh, for
You
sure,
inspire us.
for
Thank
sure.
you. Y'all inspire me for
As a
real.
new podcast, you know, we've only been for what,
6,
6 months,
7 months. Yeah.
7 months. So you definitely, you know, inspiration. And thank you for having me on your podcast, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Had a whole piece
I never
there.
been on a podcast, but I'm not salty about it at all.
Look, there's more podcasting to come.
Yes,
And
yes.
I feel like that is people's biggest thing is like, why wasn't I on a podcast? I was like, I was not really good at coordinating guests. But that I know was a thing that would be someone else's job.
Yeah, I think that people, the reason why people say that to you is because you're a great conversationalist and you add
Thank
this fresh
you.
perspective. So I think what they're saying is, I want to talk to you. You know,
Yes,
like it's
yes.
that's what they're saying. That's really what it
Yes.
is. I want to have warm conversations. That's really what they're saying.
Yeah,
Like it's
yeah.
not really so much about the media or the microphone, but more like let's talk about something. You know,
Yeah,
with you,
right.
like and the people that your listeners, I think they like that. They like your perspective on things, and like you
And
know, you're like,
see,
yeah.
thank
We were able
you.
to invite you
I
on
know.
our podcast.
Which I
So
was very excited when I found out you were launching, because this
cute.
is such a necessary topic in
Thank
space.
you. Thank
Yeah,
you so
and it's
much.
fun. It's fun. And every episode is something different. And different people are coming on. Like not on like the pod, but just like engaging. Like if you see our stats of like different countries, like Croatia,
Yes.
like
Okay,
Alaska.
Croatia.
I'm like, we're like, okay,
I forgot what
global.
number we were, but it was like less than 50. I think it was number 30 something in Croatia.
Yeah.
Like something
That's
weird. I
dope.
was
That's
like,
it's crazy when you think about podcasts. It's like somebody on the other side of the world that
how?
I
Listening
probably
to
will
us.
never meet is listening to my
They're listening
voice
to my voice.
and
Like,
taking something from it.
yes.
That's so cool.
And engaging. Like, I'm like, but and I have to think about it. Clue cheese are global because women are everywhere. So I just have to take it in and, like, you know, just be
Speaking
aware.
of, one day I was at the airport, right? And I had my
Yes.
Black Lives Matter bag on. So this lady, she had to be like from somewhere in Europe. She had a thick, thick accent. She comes out the stall and she taps me. And I turn around and said, yes. And she's like, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. What the coochie mean? I said, huh? I said, what the coochie mean? I said, what does coochie mean? She said, yeah, what does coochie mean? It's like coochie means your vagina. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. I said, no, it's not a problem. I
This is
had no
coochie.
idea
Yes.
what coochie means. Oh yeah, speaking of, we have this coochie is confident bags, little tote bags on
Yes.
the website for $25. Buy your things.
No, we don't.
Yes, come on.
Yes. So
I beg the question to the room. Who heals the healer? If we're all in spaces where we all have different modalities, so like we know we heal in different ways, we professionally, which is a blessing that we're all able to be ourselves for a living in this space. And I ask the question, who heals the healer? Where do you find rest? Where do you find solace? Like, how what does a takedown look to you?
Yeah. I feel like it's always I was gonna say it's always changing, but that's not really true. It changes though from what I might have needed, like when Rasheem passed away, what I needed then looks different than what I need now.
Yeah.
But I think in all of that it's been community. I think community, because to your original question, how was I in social work? I was in grad school when both of my parents passed away, and I was in my career. I was working at a high school as a high school social worker when Rasheem passed away, and it was really hard when my dad passed away first. And it was one of those like, well, that was shocking. But my mom had been sick for years, so I knew she wasn't going to live long. I didn't know it was going to be less than 2 years after my dad, but it just hit me so hard that it was like, okay, well, I work full time, I'm in school. And I have to do an internship. I don't know how I'm going to manage all of this. So I quit my job and was able to like live off the savings. But it was hard to show up for people. And then when Rasheem died, you know, adolescents are some of my favorite people, but they don't care about you and your stuff
at their all. Stuff
is, at all, because their stuff is always more important. So I took time off work, maybe like a week or two, something like that. But I came back and some students knew what happened and they were, and some didn't. It was a mix, but even the ones who knew were like, yeah, so you weren't here for 2 weeks and I got to tell you what happened with me and my boyfriend. And I wanted to be like, I don't care about you and your life. My life feels like it's falling apart. Right. So, you know, even like one of my best friends, shout out to her. She, we worked together at the time. So I would stay at her house. We had to be to work at 7:30. Sometimes we'd get up at like 6 and just sit on the couch. She'd be like, you want coffee? She'd make me coffee. We'd get to work at some time in the day. And then if she ever felt like I looked like I wasn't there, she'd be like, you want to take a walk? Yep. And we'd go take a walk around. And because I didn't feel in that time, I didn't have much to give to anybody. And then it was kind of like working with teenagers is maybe not the space that I need to be in right now, because their demand on me, I don't have. And I'm going to curse one of them. And it's not going to be good. Or like, I'm going to curse out a parent. I'm, you know, it just was like, man, where do I need to go so I can be myself and feel safe and want to show up for work, because I can't not work. So long answer or short answer to this long explanation is I always think community has been the thing that's really helped me to heal. And now that looks a little different, because sometimes community means telling my community, my healing in this moment is me being quiet. So my phone stays on do not disturb for the most part. If people don't hear from me, they might like double, triple check, like, you okay? But it doesn't necessarily always need a conversation or an explanation. But it's either being with community or telling community, I need some time to sit.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then I love your theory about friendships and the French fries, because mm-hmm. I think that it's a full circle moment when you're talking about like community, because you really curate that that village for yourself of safety.
And I'm
blessed to say that I've learned through that theology of the French fries, mm-hmm. that different people hold space for different things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was able to contact you as soon as, you know, I got had my personal family matter. I knew I can just DM you. Like, it felt like gibberish, but I knew you would make sense of it because of your understanding, but mm-hmm. also because you extended yourself to me in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and vice versa. I hope one day I can, you know, hold space for you.
You hold a lot of space for me.
Oh, thank you.
You have, please. And I feel like you always give me like that reassurance. But and you, I'm sure you don't know it's in the moments when
that's what I just said to her 2 days ago. Like, you know, you have gift of reassuring and like putting the battery in our back and making us feel very much encouraged and supported. And that's what you're here to do.
I feel like if I don't succeed, I've let Joanne down. Like,
okay.
Like, no bullshit. For real.
The way she believes in you is just like, I can't let her down. Cause like, no. it's like letting a little kid down that just has so much, like, it's like a little bit learning that Santa's not real. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's like mm-hmm. you have so much belief and it's and then you're so disappointed at the end of the day. Like, yeah.
It's like Joy got all the way to the finals and she just like decided to not play no more. Like, what?
No, it's funny enough, I have a funny feeling that I will still be like, yeah, you tried. Like, yeah. No, but
get back up if you want to.
I'm learning to receive things like that said, but also staying present as a healer. Like, being myself, it doesn't feel like healing. It just feels like that's just my mm-hmm. extension of myself. And that's why it took me a long time to understand how to heal as a healer, because I didn't understand the how I am was healing. So understanding my capacity taught me how to hold space for myself so that I didn't put that burden on other people. So healing to me looks like just the recharge, self-recharge.
I think for me in this season...
Right, because this is a very transitional season for you.
So much so. Bianca?
I had like an amazing pregnancy.
Yeah.
I had an amazing birth. You know, I had a birth that I've always wanted, something I spoke about since being like 9 years old.
You called it.
Now I'm in postpartum, and I just never thought that like this is how it would be. But you have to have, like, you can't have everything perfect, you know what I mean? Like, because then it's like, nobody's able to relate to perfect all the time. So it's like, all right, bitch, you had this perfect birth, this perfect this. It's like, I can't relate to that, you know, especially being Black, a Black woman pregnant. Everybody can't relate to a perfect birthing, laboring experience. So now that I'm in this phase, it's kind of like, I feel like it's just making up for all the perfect that I had. now you have to fall on your face. Like, you've been, you know, smooth sailing this whole time. So it's like, it's a lot of shifts. It's a shift of like becoming a mom and, you know, and then like my postpartum body, which we've had prior episodes about, which is like, I'm in between stages. So I'm not 105 pounds anymore, but I'm also not 156 pounds, which I don't even know how the fuck I got that big, because I was very accountable to myself. And then now I'm on like 20, and I don't even have clothes to be in on 120. And then like, just people like, are you depressed? Like, are you in postpartum? And it's like, I don't really know, because I feel like I'm just depressed from life circumstances. I don't know if it's like, oh, the hormonal shifts and all that. I can't say it's postpartum, because I feel very much supported in my postpartum phase. I think women that go through postpartum depression don't have a village of support. Now, I don't have the village that I would have had I been on the East Coast, like physical in-person village, but I do have like people out here that are just very much tied to me, and they check in, and I don't may not see them so much, but they do make sure that I'm okay. I do feel like I need to be around my family, especially once I lost Theo. My first thing was like, I need to go home. Like, I couldn't think of nothing else but like, I need to go home. It's not like I want my mom. Like, I just
need to go home. You wanted that like familiarity.
Yeah, because I don't have, only thing I have here is, you know, Ricky here. So, but now that I'm a mom, it's like I have to make certain sacrifices and decisions. So it's like, okay, as much as you want to go home and be with family right now, you don't want to take him on a plane or around kids who are sick, who are in daycare. So it's like, and it's cold over there, and you don't have clothes for over there, and he doesn't have, so now it was just like, okay, I gotta stay put. Had I not had him, I would have been on the first flight, you know, out of here, like kind of like a fight or flight type of thing. I just wanted like, you know, I didn't want to stay here and fight. So now it's been like 2 months, and I have felt like more to myself, like in this time phrase of just like, it's like, we do the pouring all the time. I do the newsletters, I do the coochie conversations, I do posting, all this stuff. And it's like, I pour and I pour and I pour and I pour. And then now it's like,
you use your body to also feed a human.
Right. She is a milkmaid.
Like, all day I got someone sucking on me, draining the life out of me, like, and then I have to make products and I gotta ship them, and then like, so it's just like,
it's a lot.
It's so much. But I feel like if I wasn't doing it all, I'd probably be like just sulking in my feelings, you know. So I see a dog, I get sad. I look at his bed, I get sad. I get memories on my phone every day. Like, I make my smoothie, I think about how I put some to the side for him. Like, so it's just, you know, that was my baby. So it's just, and I know, like, what are the 7 stages of grief?
I don't always subscribe to the stages of grief.
I'm gonna ask you, the stages of grief, because like when I'm looking through them, it's like I don't feel like they're linear.
They're definitely not linear.
I feel like I go through stages of them every day. Like, one minute I'm accepting, 1 minute I'm pissed, 1 minute I'm in shock, like. Woman, I'm disappointed. Like, so it's just, I'm like, okay.
Who, all those emotions, Bianca, all the feels, and it just comes in waves. Sometimes you're doing so good, you get not even a sense of normalcy, but you find pockets of joy. Like the other night, me and Lemon were doing something so small, and I was like, damn, like, you know, we all do stuff together, you know, we all hang out together, you know. When I'm not home, they're together. Like, I have a peace of mind because, you know, Lemon's in her hand. So it's like supplementing that balance. It's like you never really get over the loss of a presence. You just accept that it's in a different, it's like in a different dimension. You know, the person is there guiding you in a different aspect. And it's our turn to be like in the active field of things, you know, and how we show up and is how we represent our love for them. And I just give you so much grace because I know Kiko meant so much to you.
Yeah.
And to me, he was our first team member. You know, and I just give you so much grace because throughout the changes of your life, you always show up strong, not just for yourself, but for the collective. Yeah. So if I could answer the question for all of us, I would say our purpose heals us. That what heals a healer is our posture and our purpose. What heals a healer is our response to the calling on our life. Yeah. And how we depend on it is how we teach people how to depend on our source. So how I show up in, like, a few weeks ago, I did a holiday market with Renee Blewett and her team, but she did that, and it was really amazing. It was really powerful Black women there, and there was a moment where all the founders, they take their pictures, and, like, my friend had to go take her picture, so watch the table, and we're switching, and she was doing makeup, and, like, they all get it together, and, you know, my dumbass, I'm in the cut, like, they're like, we're the prayer warrior. Come on now, get on up here. Pass it on the side. It's like you see the arc of all the founders, and I'm like, but it's like and then I left right after that. I thought I was gonna say the whole day, and then, you know, I did a prayer, I put the table up, and I went on to the other location, and that was my work day, and I got paid over $1,000 just for that work day. And if I get to wake up and be known for encouraging people and get compensated for encouraging people, and that's the scope of my workday, then that's that, and that pushed me through because that's something my mother would be so, like, receptive of. Like,
yeah,
you know, she knows all of my clients. Like, and she, every time I do an event or a pop up, and she's always there. Like, if I don't need a ride, she'll give me a ride just to be up in my business, or she'll show up to shop. So, like, I was just really thinking about her this past weekend because, like, she loves this world of me meeting people and talking. She loves seeing, like, you know, me operate, you know, see the impact. And I think that was what brings her the most joy. So the other day when I was sitting with her, I was telling her, like, you know, all the events, and she was just smiling because she knows that, like, you know, like, that's her jam too. And it's those moments where I'm like, you know what, that's the most healing thing for me, regardless of the challenges or the things that are uneasy or the shortcomings of, like, the seasons. I know that I'm going to show up with a certain consistency because there's evidence that I have overcame certain things. And I just hope that for all of us, when we face challenges, not only do we get, like, geared up, but we get excited because this turnaround is going to be better than the last turnaround. You know, like, God always blows my
mind. It has to.
I don't know about y'all.
Like, yeah, it has to. Like, I just feel like I'm in a phase of, like, kind of like a midlife crisis type of thing. Like, ooh, bless you, Sev. With, I don't know, it's just like becoming a mom and, like, trying to balance business and suffering loss and then being so far away from family as a mom. And it's just, it's a lot to balance and a lot that you don't really think about until you're in the space.
You're in it. Yeah, and I always remember to treat myself like the friend I never had. You know, I know there was times when I was super young, but when I'm the youngest mother here. Okay, I was doing it before. Yes, I'm gonna be 40 and fine. Lemon's gonna be in Spelman, and I'm gonna be in my bikini with my man.
Yes,
remote.
Yeah, like, I kind of wish that I had
still fine. Like, still fine, still snatched, still in my vigor. I'm not gonna be old, lumped up behind a child. She's gonna be out the way.
What you trying to say? I'm gonna be old, lumped up behind the child. That's what you're trying to say?
I'm not talking about nobody else but me. I'm saying that in 4 years, when Lemon's, I'm gonna look like this in 4 years. Is what I'm saying. You're still gonna be. You'll be in preschool. You know, you'll be in preschool in 18 years. You'll still be fine.
Exactly.
But no, I'm saying, like it just gives me something to look forward to. It gives me, like, you know, like, it's like, all right, one more challenge on the bucket, and it just builds up my consistency and my character. So I hope that when we face challenges, we get excited about, you know, our new tools. Because I got a wrench now. Because I've been had a hammer. Right.
Okay.
But now I got a wrench. You know,
I got a saw.
And then when things happen, this requires pliers. You know, because okay. you know, we get a little bit more wise, and and I think that's what heals a healer. What heals a healer is wisdom.
I mean, because we only grow through pain. You know, Absolutely. That's how we grow. And I sit here and I'm like, I don't want him to experience this. I don't want to experience. And it's just like, if you keep him sheltered like that his whole life, and he doesn't experience loss or pain or anything, he's never gonna grow. We're here. You know, we get the wisdom from the pain that we go through. So.
Right. Because you also can't protect him from everything is not in your control.
No, no. You know,
you know, because I'm going through hell.
Exactly. You know, it's like I was listening to the Nation of Islam. Me and my mom, we listen every Sunday as just my mom's Nation of Islam. And I'm just me. I do empathize with them. So like today, sermon was on, like, it was a youth Sunday, and they were talking about the music and how, like, you know, we sit there and we listen to this music all day, every day. And he pulled up, I guess, like the Spotify stats, and I think Paint the Town Red and like, Pound Town. And
I don't even know who that is.
Paint the Town Red is like Doja Cat, and then Pound Town was that Sexy Red, like number one songs. He was like, I can't even pull up these lyrics because they're just that raunchy. But he's like, you know, imagine your children listening to this day in and day out, and then they turn on the TV and then they watch the news, and it's just like we're just internalizing all this like low vibrations. And as healers, especially, it's like we're very empathic, you know, we take in a lot of energies, and we have to be mindful of our diet. And it's not only what we eat, it's what we listen to, it's what we read, you know. So I think all of that also plays into how we grieve and heal and how we are when we're depressed, because if we succumb to the state of the world and not know, like, you know, stay in a high vibration, it's easy to fall and be depressed and be sad, and that's when a lot of things manifest in that energy. So when you try and just stay in like a high vibration and try to do things to keep your vibes high, even when you're depressed, you still know how to manage.
So what is
like feel the feel have?
Yeah, feel the feel. And that for me, so like Kiko, I brought his ashes home on 11/11, and I literally just put him on the altar and never opened it. Like, and like, I go, you know, I have memories in my phone every day that come up and stuff. And some days I'm able to look at him, some days I'm not. But it's like, I cry almost every day at some point, whether it's a tear or me just crying. And just, yeah, just trying to feel my feelings. But also, I know I have a baby who feels my feelings all day. So it's like, I try to stay in a decent vibration because I'm not trying to bring down his vibes. Like, he's literally sucking on me all day. So it's like, really sucking my emotions too, you know? So it's like, I'm not trying to feed that to him. So it's like, yeah, feel the feels. But it's like, yeah, I don't want him to feel the feels. So try to balance my grief and depression, I guess.
I think it's also like feeling them but not staying in them, right? Like, it's like, because you can, I mean, I know I've personally experienced depression that's been like, oh, this is a hole, and the deeper I get into this hole, the harder it is to get out of it. And so it's like, I think I do myself a disservice when I'm like, oh, I'm great, everything is great, and that's not the case, because
delusion.
Right. It gives delusion. And it's also like, if I ever really wanted somebody to help me, then I'm blocking that by not being honest with myself. But it's also like, okay, I know I've been sad for 3 days now. What can I do? What is gonna make me feel
up, take a shower? Like,
yeah, right, please. Right. Is it smelling good? Is it getting like, air?
Right. My friend told me this, she's like, I haven't took a shower in 7 days. I said, she said, because she's not working. So I'm like, so you don't feel like you need to take a shower because you're not working? I said, you know, you're depressed, right? Like, that's a sign. It's not, oh, I'm not working, oh, I'm trying to save the water. No, you're depressed. Because even if you're not working, you could take a shower and go take a walk. Or, you know, or take a shower. You know, but it's like,
you could take a shower and put on different pajamas and
get back in the bed.
Yeah.
Because like, that's what I do. Like,
yeah, hello? I love the bed. You know, another thing about healing ourselves as a healer is that we become more averse and sensitive to when somebody is going through it. Sometimes we step in a place of advocacy because we never received it. So knowing how to heal ourselves gives us like that foresight to be there for other people who are maybe navigating it in the wrong way or don't even know what it is or don't give it a language.
And for me, like when Joy said, like, you know, I either tell my friends that I'm, you know, I need space or I'm more, you know, or I need a community. When people hit me up to ask me how I'm doing, I don't even know how to answer it.
A loaded question.
It's such a loaded question because my thing is, do you really want to know? You know, like,
are
you saying it because it's dialogue and conversation, that's what you're supposed to say? Or are you saying it because you really want me to unpack some shit? Because I got some shit I can unpack. But then for me, it's like, I don't want anybody to feel bad for me. I don't want pity. Also, I think words are very powerful. So if I tell you how I'm feeling in this state of right now, I feel like I'm just manifesting how I'm feeling right now. You know, I'm just going to continue manifesting that. So it's like, if I just say I'm fine, I'm lying to myself and the universe just for me to not manifest how, continue to manifest how I'm actually feeling in the moment.
Right.
You know,
do you think that shame or privacy? Because I find like when people call or ask how I'm doing or ask how my mom is doing because they know we're so close or I haven't both to her or, you know what I mean? Or like, you know what I mean? Like she's always on my Facebook. Like we're always together. So like people are like, ah, or my neighbors, like, it's hard to answer because I don't want to stay in the state that she's in because she's actually progressing every single day. She's getting stronger every single day. So it's hard to stay there because things might get better in 5 minutes and I don't ever want to risk that chance of like her staying longer than she needs to stay. But also it's like, it's just being present and just challenging the universe to change it, you know, or to it's like a time stamp for me. But sometimes I wonder like if it's, you know, like if it's pity,
I don't really know.
Yeah. I think it varies, and it's hard to it can be hard sometimes to like know like what is this person going to give me, but I feel like that's when I'm like, what if I know my community, I know what my community's capable intent is, and they're capable of, and if they're not, then I feel like I would hope that they know that they can tell me I don't have capacity for that today.
Right, so that's what me and my friends do too. It's like, can you hold space? You know, do you have this space right now? And we're honest, like, yes, I do, or no, like, we can talk later or whatever.
Instead of my niggas in the room, not impersonal,
right? Or exactly, or instead of just dumping on somebody, and it's just okay, I wasn't ready for that, like, you know, especially for me, I'm on the other side of the world. So, say somebody hits me up and they have an issue. But my text is coming through at 4 or 5 in the morning because you hit me up at 7, 8 in the morning. And now this is how I'm starting my day with your
drama,
you know?
That's and real.
Damn, like I didn't even get to get into my morning routine and just like brace myself or whatever. But if you would have just asked me, do I have the space to hold for you? I could have said yes or no. And then we could have this conversation later in the day. So I think it's just about being mindful that even when we do have a lot on us energetically, we just have to be mindful of like
boundaries
of and then not being mad if somebody says no, I don't have it, because I just,
that's fine,
you know, everybody is in their own storm in their own way, you know?
But it's really frustrating when people don't understand that though, like
also it's like
and they try to push it and I'm like, I hear your agenda. Exactly.
I want to be present for you, and I can't because I have my own shit going on. So just not be disrespectful to either one of us.
Right.
Let me handle my shit so I can show up for you the way I need to show up for you.
Because you're not gonna get the best.
And that's why God keeps me near the cross, because I'm petty like that. But I'm a petty prayer warrior. So I'm a say some shit in the name of Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna confuse the enemy on your behalf, and I'm gonna intercede in a way that it's gonna be like, is she plant in your face? It's like, yeah, because you're tiring. Like, I had somebody pull up to the hospital asking the wrong kind of questions in the right kind of way. And the doctor had to step in front of me. And I said, you know what? God going to do it. And I walked out. And the doctor was like, that is so classy. God going to do it? I'm like, he will. That's the only way going to get done. Like,
my mama used to always tell me, you don't got to do it because God will take care of the people.
He will take care of it. And she ain't been back in the hospital since, Joy.
Amen.
She good yet? That's what it is.
Oh, because I got some things I want
to. Yeah, because I'm ready to press play. Because I'm ready to spill it all.
No, I think as healers, we also gotta know, like, we gotta set up boundaries for real, because we gotta know that some people just want to drain and take. And it's like, sometimes I can do that and I can entertain that, and other times I have to really be like, leave me alone.
And I think that that's like, you know, that's like, that's not a flex, but that's something I'm very proud about. Is like, I've closed the door and I shut down a lot of things that I used to entertain. Like now these days, I don't have more than a 5-minute conversation with my daughter's father. He can't get me off the phone no sooner. What?
Yeah. That's growth, and I know he hates it.
Girl, I just got unblocked. Listen, yeah. who heals a healer? Who can bother the unbothered? Nobody. Listen, I be looking at the phone, let it ring. He can call Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
He can call Lemon.
You gotta show people how to, you know.
She is of age. We don't got nothing to talk about no more.
Nope.
You want that old thing back?
He about to be retrograded.
Lemon was born through divine conception, because my man's the only man that ever knew me.
Period,
Pooh.
I don't have no exes.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
So I'm down bad. I'm going to stand up one day.
We got to come to Atlanta.
We are.
Come on.
In 2024, we are trying to do some events out there. So if you know of anything.
Okay.
We're going to do some womb healing events. We're going to do we're going to do some activations, you know.
I love that.
Some sound bowls, you know.
Do it!
I'm offering a yoni steam and sound bath service. So I want to travel with it.
You're going to be transcendent on the bowl. All them herbs going in your coochie, and Bianca give you affirmations. You're going to come back powerful. That's coochie confidence right there. Nobody can talk
to you. I love that.
Listen,
no, where are you coming?
So, I've been looking at stuff.
What is January, Lewis?
I really want to do it for Valentine's weekend, though, for you to love yourself. That's what I want.
That's a great idea. What day of the week?
Can we send products to you?
Of course. Of course
you're holding space in her living room.
Of course you can hold space here. Valentine's Day falls on a Wednesday.
So we have 2 weekends, so we can still be, you know, tied up. Or tie down. Whatever you're into, I don't kink shame.
And even to our pre-conversation about like dating and stuff, like people maybe not having a partner wanting to feel that love, because that really starts to fuck with your mind sometimes.
Yeah. And it starts, and the best love you can ever have starts with the love of yourself. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell you, like, people say it all the time, and I thought it was corny. And it's like, in my last relationship, like, I love myself. You couldn't tell me I don't love myself, but it was like getting out of that shit. I was like, I love myself a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I could love myself so much, because, like, taking myself out of that situation was the ultimate act of self love. Mm-hmm. Because you'll be in something thinking it's okay, or if it's complacent, and it's like, you'll trick yourself, and you'll think, I have self worth. I'm doing this. And you're still in something that's not serving your higher self. And it was when I stepped out of it and I really was proud of myself, I really called in like a different type of energy.
That's confirmation, and Joy knows too, because as soon as I stepped out of that toxic ass relationship and decided like, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came to California and I spent the whole first 2 years just really focusing on myself. And I feel like that's how Stephanie got here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really learned self-love, because what I was dealing with in New York was not love. It was
And when I say go do a yoni steam and you're going to meet the man in your dream, we're saying do a yoni steam, love yourself, saturate yourself in goodness, and just level up your life, you know, and just date yourself to the level that you want to be courted at. Like, you know, you can't buy yourself ramen noodles and think a man who's going to buy your filet going to come into this grocery store. No, put yourself at the filet level. So when you come in, is it the extra ounce?
Yeah.
Okay. You know your cuts. So you're not new when you go to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I come here all the time. I have the, you know what I mean? Like, you're comfortable on that level, and then you'll meet someone there. Like, you want to, a lot of people will say, oh, I want to date this type of person, or I want to have this type of job. But like, what kind of employee do you want to be? What type of girlfriend do you want to be to that kind of person? You know, we don't look at the other things. And as healers, we're so self-conscious because we're so self-aware.
Because you show up very differently in the world when you love yourself versus when you don't.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation I have with clients all the time who, like, I mean, and the world does put a lot of emphasis on, like, by a certain age, you got to do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And by a certain age, you need to be in a relationship. And so people are like, I just want anything. And it's like, you got to not have that mindset because anything will show up and then you'll be like, okay,
and do you see it a lot down there as far as, like, I just want anything, like a girl's kind of just like pick me energy?
I think I see it more in New York with my New York clients.
I see it more here. And even in the conversations I have with my partner now, I'm like, she was doing all that.
And be me.
She was doing all that. And I'm like,
yeah, because I feel like when I was in New York, I feel like I gave pick me energy because it was just like, I want to be in a relationship. I want certain things and they gotta happen now. Now I think I'm like,
my timeline's not your timeline.
My timeline, no. And it's like I've taken some things off the table and I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
I don't even want that.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't like people. Somebody sent me an inappropriate meme the other day and it's like, I really want to take you. And the conversation went from like, I really want to take you on a date to like,
really
want to
fuck.
And, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. I don't even understand why we're having conversations about sex. Who?
Right,
I don't,
how did it get here?
I'm not even giving you energy to make you think I
am right, interested. And they just be that and no.
And so then it's like, oh, no, I don't want to. I'm not even.
That's when you let the trash take itself out.
Yeah. Blocked. Yeah.
Blocked.
And it's crazy. I was never.
On you, my makeup on you.
Yes, please.
Yeah, this good old Yoni soap that I be using on you.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely not.
What I will say for the record is because I'm always going to have niggas and I want this to be very clear and very, very crystal clear is that if it don't work, I love my man, okay? I love him very much. I do. But if it don't work out, I'll get a better one.
Okay.
And that'd be great because he's
good.
Whoever's better than him, I'm excited. Thank you. He's better than you. What's exciting? So let's stay together, right? But if he's not you,
that's a fact. That's a fact.
I enjoyed this conversation.
Me too.
Seven is knocked out. I gotta get ready for this pop up. We're doing a wellness tea party today.
Have a great time.
Breath work and wellness talks and networking and stuff with like-minded women, so we'll be there today.
That's our jam. Yes. Joy, what do you have going on next? Where can we catch you?
Where can we catch you, Joy? Please drop all your links, you know.
Okay. So I will be returning back to the podcasting space.
Yay!
I don't have a date. I don't have, but soon. Okay. Probably like
soonish,
February, March. So
and
early
2024, you're gonna tour in LA, right?
2024, I'm touring LA. Let's put it out there. 2024, I turn 40, so I'm excited about the things.
Ooh. Joy, I meant to propose last time and we kind of talked about it, but I fell off the top planet of Earth. I want to come on this tour next time.
Okay.
Cause I got something to pour on my production tip.
Okay.
I got a pour for you. I want to make it a showcase when you, after you, I want openers. I want you to do a comedy set and then I want you to do a laugh pie. It's going to be like,
if you do a LA portion, I got a comedian for you.
Okay.
Your show was so fun.
Thank you.
Joy performed for us.
Girl,
the
Effie
was at the spot in Harlem. Child, we had a time.
Only we do an Effie here with Yoni Steeman.
Ooh.
Okay.
Like a girl's thing.
I love it.
It has to be a pampering thing. It has to be a whole
woman's
thing.
Month. Yeah. I wish we could do something for Women's Month.
Yeah, because the people need to hear Joy.
That's March, right?
Yeah, March.
Okay.
The people need more.
Get on the plane while Seven is free. We out. Okay.
Yeah. The people definitely need joy. They need joy. They need your humor. They need your love. They need to know that someone like you exists. Like, you are such an embodiment of everything. You know, there's the corny saying, like, you got to see it to be it. And just seeing you, like, be yourself fully.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just authentically, like, I just love it. And I just love just the elevation of your brand. And I'm just so excited for what's next. I'm excited for the tour because I know we're going to more cities. Mm-hmm. I know how to book venues now. I know how to renegotiate. I'm not playing with nobody on the 2024. I'm getting everything that I've been like stashing. I have a lot of talent and I don't diversify enough. But this year, I don't need to buy my house. I almost did last year, but I wasn't supposed to do it alone, allegedly. That was the Holy Spirit confirmed. That was it. So I didn't move.
I feel like 2024 feels like stop talking about it and being about it.
Be about it.
And then whatever we do next, it will be no surprise.
It's an 8 year, so we got a lot of, eight is a number of manifestation, so we got a lot of.
Eight's my favorite number.
So it's 8 years, 24, let's get it.
Okay.
Do we have any affirmations that we can close out with?
I mean, I don't have an affirmation, but I do want to echo that, you know, as we're not all healers, but we are all functional beings on this planet, and boundaries can really protect us from situations that can lead us to really, really, really bad places. So boundaries protect you and protect the other person from making a mistake. So just, I would say, implement boundaries safely, and, you know, voice your concerns out loud. Don't just be silent with your pain. Because people will give you poison and say you enjoyed it. You know, if you're discomforted or you need help or you're struggling with something, pray with discernment, but reach out to your village and connect with people, because that's the only way you're going to get out of it. No man is an island, and we can't grow in isolation.
Absolutely.
I want to close with that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joy.
Thank y'all for having me. I miss y'all faces.
I know.
Yes. I haven't seen Joy since her live show.
I haven't seen Joy since, I don't even know,
a
since
long moving time LA. Ago.
Like, we're going to get back to it because the funds is going to be fun. And you're about to know all my personal business all over again.
Yes.
Yes.
I look forward to doing something.
This show.
It's going to be fun.
I love you guys.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.